You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 121 of Destiny Pizzas. It is Monday, August 31st. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
It is almost the end of the month that I continue to think it's July.
Yeah. Maybe when we get into September, you'll just skip August.
I think, like, I might do that.
You'll be like, oh, it's September, obviously.
Yeah. First up, let's do some new Destiny Pizzas news. Yeah. There most likely will not be a week of news next week. We're going to try to do something as a surprise and release it on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, I think Monday works.
Either Monday,
a week from today.
Either Monday or Tuesday. Because something is coming out that day, and then our thing coincides with that.
Yeah, that may work.
Let me make sure the date is right. And then, because I'm going on a trip for a whole weekend, and I don't even think I'd be free to Skype that whole weekend. And then I'm going to try to get that interview I did with... we're going to release it on Tuesday.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to get that interview thing I did with Mylin for her radio pilot thing. I'm going to try to get that so we can...
Oh, that would work. Yeah.
Get something and maybe do like Tuesday and Thursday next week. The two most boring things you could possibly listen to.
Yeah. But just in case you want something.
Yeah. It's something.
We'll give some content.
And then you're going to get like 2 weeks worth of news.
Yeah. That's the best.
Not really. You're going to get like a week and a half because we're only going to probably pick and clean.
Yeah. That's where we narrow it down. We're like, we don't even really want to talk about this.
Or it's like some of it is rumors that later get like rejected. Oh, yeah. So then we're like, we might as well not even mention this.
That's the thing, because we will like report news and then it's a rumor. And then the next week it's either confirmed or like,
or denied.
Oh, that's completely wrong anyway.
And then sometimes if it's fun, I'm like, this was a rumor. Yeah. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Yeah, I like crazy rumors too.
So yeah. And then I'm going to be having a horrible time in Maryland because I am so scared
the crime.
Still. The crime rate is just so high. Well, and no one listens to me for some reason.
I don't think enough time has passed.
And then I was thinking about making jokes about, like, you hear about that guy who murdered his ex-girlfriend. In Maryland.
I don't think that's going to go over so well.
Back in 1999.
You're just in Maryland. You're going to tell people how bad Maryland is.
Yeah.
It's like...
Maryland's a pretty terrible place. There's a guy who... every time I mention Maryland and how bad of a place it is, it's because there's a guy who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan, and he got off for insanity and currently lives with his parents in Maryland.
That's pretty crazy.
He tried to kill the leader of our country at one time.
They're like, he'll be okay. Just Ronald Reagan's already dead. He's not going after him again.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that people think I'm Ronald Reagan. When I walk down the street, they're like, Ronald Reagan?
Can't
and
tell
I'm
the
like,
difference.
No.
This guy just comes after you, Reagan!
And I'm like, oh,
I'm going to finish the job. He's like, I look nothing like him.
I'm like, this is crazy. But I'm from California.
What?
He's from California, right?
I know he lived here. He was the governor here.
Yeah, that doesn't
I couldn't
mean
tell
anything,
you if
though.
He was a child here or if he was born here.
And he worked here because he was an actor.
Yes.
Let's find out that.
I don't know if he's... I would assume he's from here. But
isn't that... Do you think that's weird when like a person goes to another state and then becomes a governor there? Because ideally, like, I would want someone who was like born and raised... I don't know if people are as passionate about it as me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I take...
I think it works better in the smaller the election, the more... Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, but he lived here for a while.
Oh, he was born in Illinois. This guy has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, see. I just know he lived... I'm sure he lived here.
He died
is
here.
That's probably okay, though, right? Like,
that's
if someone's
true.
Been here for like 20 years and then they run...
Raised in a poor family in a small town of northern Illinois, Ronald Reagan graduated from Eureka College in 1932. Holy crap. He moved to Hollywood in 1937, though.
Yeah, so he was here a long time.
He was here a long time, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Hillary Clinton, didn't she just get some, like... fake apartment or something in New York when she ran for senator or something? You just like beat the bare minimum of the law because you have to have a residence there or something. So like politicians exploit that all the time. They're like, can we sneak this guy in here because this is somewhere we think we can win or something.
Yeah, that seems crazy to me. Like,
yeah, but most of the time I think people are aware and they're like, this dude's, like, if it's a smaller, like, if it's a smaller state.
I don't know. Whenever I say things like this, I come off very, like, nationalistic. Because I said the same thing about sports teams, how sports teams should only be able to recruit people in their local area. Like, for some reason, yeah, I take a lot of pride where I'm from.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't tell, my looks don't tell the tale that I take pride in anything. But, like, I'm very proud of, like, being from Orange County and, like, Mission Viejo specifically.
Yeah,
but
I get it. That's why people, I mean,
that's why like white supremacists exist. Like, they're very proud of where they're from.
I was gonna say, like, college teams is more like that, although they recruit a lot outside. Yeah. But like, everyone likes it when, like, even a pro team, if it's a local guy, you're like, oh, he lived here. He rooted for this as a child. Like, you feel more of a connection because you're like,
even if it's
that's pretty cool that he was,
like, to me, even the fact that, like, Barack Obama is still, like, a Bulls fan.
Yeah,
and like, he's still, like, a Chicago guy. But even that, he wasn't raised in Chicago. He wasn't born in Chicago. He was born in, like, Indonesia or something. I'm just kidding. He was born in Hawaii. Oh, yeah, Kenya.
Went to the madrasa.
Yeah, in Indonesia.
Come on, we all know Obama won a war.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, I respect that. I like when he does all that sports stuff where he's like,
Chicago.
Yeah.
That's my, I like Barack that. Obama's
so many so many people just, like, try to be fair weather, like, whatever. It's like
Governor Christie.
Yeah, like,
he's a Rangers fan.
He's like a Cowboys fan too. He's so ridiculous.
Yeah, sports, I wonder what Donald Trump's sports thoughts are. I bet you he doesn't say anything about his sports thoughts because that's probably like he views that as controversial.
for him, things that, like, seem normal are very controversial to him.
He's like, I'm going to openly talk about my religion and politics, but I'm not going to talk about the weather.
I cannot. That is too much. Too much.
Anyways, let's talk about something that's less controversial. Superhero news. Blade.
This might be controversial.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. This is, yeah, I take back everything I said. This might be controversial because Blade might be a new movie Marvel's working on right now. And you hear that difference? That's amazing. What Micah just sent us. It's about Wesley Snipes might be returning as Blade,
mm-hmm.
but this new Blade movie will not be focused on Wesley Snipes because they're like, you're old.
Yeah, it's like, we don't want to start
also,
a franchise.
They probably don't want to start a franchise with someone who's like who might go to jail again, like, potentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this new Blade movie is supposed to be about his daughter, and Wesley Snipes will still play a role as her father in the movie. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's controversial that the first woman movie from... Well, potentially. I doubt this is actually coming out before Captain Marvel.
I think this was down the...
But it's like a first black? No, it won't be. Never mind.
Black Panther. Yeah, I really think this would be in the, like, 5 years from now or something.
Okay.
Unless it's not a movie and somehow they make it a Netflix thing. Or maybe it's a Netflix movie. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be kind of cool to see. But you gotta imagine it wouldn't come out until a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the... because they're releasing a new comic, which is this whole concept,
which is
the daughter,
like, a daughter of Blade.
So I think they obviously have to see how that does, if that, like, completely fails.
I want
to
make sure I go out and buy, like, a bunch of copies of every issue.
But this is a really good idea.
I like it.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, there's this guy I follow on Instagram named Sneeds by Ree or something like that. He's an illustrator. He used to do comics based on sneakers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started doing character development and directing for Bob's Burgers. And now he has a cartoon that's coming out on Netflix. It's crazy because I just started following him. I'm sure he was, like, really famous before this, but like, a few years ago I started following him. And now he has a show coming out on Netflix that he directed a few episodes of called, I think it's like D.A. Jammies, J-A-M-M-I-E-S or something about like that. It's about, like, a multicultural rap group. And he's like, I wanted something that kids could watch, like, all kids could watch and be, like, aspire to.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important in this time.
Yeah.
Like, sure, like, Mulan was well and good, and Pocahontas was well and good. Not enough scalping in Pocahontas for my favor. But that's like the weirdest joke.
Yeah, it makes no sense to anyone.
It makes no sense to anyone else. But like,
it's like, no one knows that term.
If you were there yesterday and you heard us making all these horrible racial jokes, it would make fun. It makes sense. But
yeah, and I think it's smart to go into the young adult like world.
Like, it's almost like that. I assume it's going to be in the same age range as like whatchamacallit, Hunger Games.
Yeah,
like that kind of market.
Exactly,
where people are saying that market's disappearing, but I think that's a really smart market to.
Yeah, especially when they got all their guys are so old. If they can get somebody young and then like sign them to a huge deal,
yeah,
they can just control them for a while, and like they don't really have anybody that like they know like who's the future of what Marvel's doing. They don't have like Robert Downey Jr. is not doing it forever.
No,
like. They need a future, like, base to do.
Yeah, because like all their current base is all just maybe what's her name, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, that's really like
she's like the biggest future.
Person. Yeah, because who knows how long her deal is, but I'm sure it was pretty long. I would guess, and like she's like the youngest, and like Sony's got Spider-Man still. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking. You can't really
count that because that's
because their really track record.
Yeah, that can't be really the basis of what. Like, Marvel's not going to rely on Sony's character to completely control their universe. So, that's a smart idea. I really like the idea. They're doing what the comics did, where they just, like, get their base characters, and now they're going to go more diverse. And it's going to be really cool if they're able to successfully do it, to have, like, a huge, diverse Avengers eventually.
Yeah, and they're really filling up that hole where it's, like, I think they just said Resident Evil. Last movie's coming out, or Silent Hill, one of those movies, and that kind of started out in like around Blade, and it's like about a woman against like supernatural.
I mean, say what you will about like these
underworld,
these vampire, zombie, dead, like Resident Evil and all that stuff. Like,
they make
people,
a lot of
them. They make a lot of them. So like obviously people are watching these.
It is
things.
Shocking how big Underworld's fan base is.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm surprised they make so many movies. I always hear about one coming out, and I don't know much about it.
And then it's like, it seems like everyone except for me is watching it. I feel like I'm not in on the secret.
But. Yeah. I, like, see a trailer, and I'm like, that just doesn't interest me. I'm behind on, like, three movies or whatever, however many they have. And they always say it's, like, the last one, but they make another one.
Like, a few years later, I'm just like, hey, well, you guys, it's like, let's reunite the old gang back together.
Exactly. And then we got some Gambit news. Lea Seydoux has been cast as Belladonna Bordeaux. There we go. Sure. So they picked the most. I feel like she just got it because of her name.
Yeah. They're like, you could probably do a French
accent. I don't know anything about the actress, but that's like the second person cast besides Channing Tatum.
Yeah. It's weird. I came home the other day. My dad was watching White House Down again.
Yeah. He enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, he enjoyed it enough to watch it again. Yeah. But with the commercials, and I'm like, Dad, like, we have this movie. Like, you just have to, like, press this button, then search White House Down.
That's many steps. Or you could just, it's already on.
With commercials, though. Yeah. And it's, like, with censored language. And that censored language is, like, ridiculous.
Good point.
But I'm like... He's like, I really enjoyed this movie. I missed out on this movie the first time around. And I was like, well, you're making up all the times you could probably would have seen it since like it came out in 2013.
Gotta watch it multiple times. You're like, if I knew it was in theaters, I would have saw it in theaters, and then I would have watched it now.
And watched it at home. And then,
if I watch it twice now, it's almost like I did that.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is strange. Like, for all things to watch again, a movie you just saw a week ago, and like that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'll watch a movie twice in that short, but it has to be a good movie, like, a really good movie.
Yeah, it has to be, like...
Usually I'll be like,
Captain America or something.
Yeah, it has to be something I just, like, I enjoyed enough to be like...
Maybe that's his Captain America.
Or I miss something, yeah.
I imagine in, like, an alternate reality, my dad is the one with the podcast, and he's just, like, talking about, like, Olympus Has Fallen. He's like, I can't wait until they announce a sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. This week's discussion question...
White House Down, right?
White House Down.
Because they did make a sequel to Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah, London Has Fallen. Which I'm like, That's a less creative name.
I know, it's so stupid.
But I was like, he's like, this week's discussion, who would you cast as the new president in White House Down 2?
What if you did that? I thought that must exist, like, podcasts about random, like, I love the Transformers movies. Okay, guys, what's the latest
Transformers movie news?
Marky Mark coming back? Is he doing the next one?
I heard a rumor that Marky Mark and Shia LaBeouf come back.
Oh, shoot.
And it turns out that there's this weird time riff, and it turns out that Shia LaBeouf is Marky Mark's dad.
Oh. And then Megan Fox is back.
Yeah, Megan Fox and that other girl. And yeah. TJ Miller never died. And
yeah, they got the whole band back together that were never together.
And what's that guy? John Turturro? What's his name?
I think so.
He's like the hacker dude. He's an agent dude.
Oh, yeah. And the hacker was Anthony Anderson.
Yeah. That's weird. I know a lot about that movie. I like, know not too enjoying much about, that franchise.
I know too much about Transformers.
I wonder what my dad thinks about Transformers.
I think because Transformers is so simple, like there's no nuance to it. So it's like there's a bunch of action, and then you only like know like have to know like two plot points because that's all there really is.
Yeah.
So it's once you watch it once, you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. There's no like subplot of like, oh, well, like, Shia LaBeouf also has to deal with the bully while the impending like universe is going to be broken because these robots.
Exactly. It's just that he's really just going with the robots doing stuff.
I want to see, like, the scene in that movie where they're like, why is he absent again?
Yeah.
Because, like, everything else is still going as normal. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's, like, lifting his life to, like, work with the robot.
Yeah, but everybody else is just living their life. He's like, oh, he was gone for, like, a week or so.
And if you are Michael Bay, if Michael Bay is listening, please tweet us the nuanced plot points of that movie that you couldn't put in.
It's actually
you're like, an you have to realize for... that Tyrese felt very left out for being like the only black guy, like a high ranking black
military
official.
I always thought that
official.
Was odd for the sequel. They brought back like those guys who I thought were like minor characters. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why are they show? Like, why do we care about those characters?
Yeah.
I never understood. But...
Like, they just happen to be there.
Yeah, they just happen to be there. Which most of the time, for sequels, they don't bring those guys, type of guys back. And then his parents, too. That was weird, too. Like, let's have a parent subplot.
Were they in the Marky Mark movie?
No.
That'd be so
great.
They
did that for that one. They were like, ignore everybody else from the other ones. That's what they did.
Oh.
So, like, literally no one who was in, that I can think of, was in the previous films was in that film.
We should try to get someone who's really famous on this podcast.
Yeah,
absurdly famous. Like Tom Cruise probably doesn't know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
We should try to get Tom Cruise on this podcast and be like, please tell me, like, how it feels like to be in the most successful film franchise of all time.
Yeah, how long do you take it with if we didn't even like if we just released an episode and didn't do anything? Like, how long do you think it would take for somebody to track it down that we had somebody famous on here?
Oh, like if we didn't tweet about it.
If
or
we
anything,
didn't tweet it, we just put it up.
We didn't email anyone saying.
Like, it'd probably be very difficult to find. Like,
I think Edwin would. That's then it's all on Edwin.
Oh yeah, if he like tweeted out,
then he's like, holy shit!
I just would be interested to see how quickly something would spread from like a ground level, like not much, like how
like Steve
how
Spielberg far-reaching
would
podcast.
An Edwin tweet go in saying that this guy did this podcast?
Like, we tell Tom Cruise, like, please don't tweet about it. Now, do you have a Twitter? I don't follow you. Are you allowed to have a Twitter? I know your religion's very strict. I like a man of faith, though, and that's good. You just see, like, what's the... You saw Going Clear, right?
Yeah.
It's like the other dude is in the corner, like the head of Scientology's in the corner of the room, just like staring at us.
I respect everything.
He's like, I'm actually a big fan, you guys. I'm so nervous. I'm like, whoa, this is so crazy. We've been targeting the wrong people the whole time. We needed to
They've
be
been
targeting
the whole time. They just couldn't have Twitters.
Yeah.
It's like, we were thinking of people in prisons, but no, it was... People who just couldn't have Twitters for
I would dig that so
reasons.
Much if people in prison listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
It'd be so strange
Even
to
if
me.
they did it for, like, torturous
oh,
reasons.
Oh, no, then I'd be...
They're like, in solitary, you have to listen
do
to
Do you
this.
Remember, like, Tom Morello was really against that? Because they found out that they were torturing people in the Middle East with, like, heavy rock music.
Oh, yeah.
And then he found out that, like... Then a playlist came out, and it was like Rage Against the Machine and Metallica and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't think that our music should, like, they
yeah,
should have.
I feel pretty bad if that.
Would like, you,
I mean,
would
you
cancel
really
the podcast?
It.
Do you think you'd ever want to be like, I don't want to do the podcast anymore? If
Because they're playing it.
If like, they're playing it to torture people.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that would.
I think I might.
Really?
If I found out that, like, all our new listeners We're all people who are getting tortured, and that's why we get no response from them.
But then would you...
I would just call Edwin every week and be like, Edwin, this is the podcast.
But the problem is, I feel like then they would still be using it. Unless there's some like legal repercussion, which I don't think there is.
No, I don't think there is.
Because even if we ripped it off the website, what if they have like just banks download and they're like, they're still going to do it? They're still going to use it.
Oh, that's true.
To torture. It's kind of those things where...
It's like, I don't know, I'd feel so terrible at that point, being like, yeah. Could you imagine how horrible it would be to listen to us? Like, not even a new episode, like an old episode. They're like, so...
Some news that doesn't...
What's his name? Bryan Cranston might be Lex Luthor, and the guy's like, I know Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor.
Like a well-informed dude being tortured. He's like, I know so much entertainment news, and this is so old and wrong.
He was like, I want to break out of this prison and kill those two idiots. I don't know. I think I'd feel horrible if...
Yeah, it's hard to really imagine what that situation would be like.
Because as bad as our podcast is, I imagine there's like a bunch of podcasts that are way worse.
Yeah, yeah. There's much
I've listened to worse
there's
podcasts.
There's much worse things. And yeah, if it's not us, I mean, we're better than hard rock, maybe. I don't know. What's their scale?
Actually...
I would need them to rank on their scale. What's the worst?
Like form of torture.
Maybe they hate...
Mariachi music for 8 hours a day.
Yeah. You don't know. Some people may enjoy it. And they
I want to meet that person who likes listening to mariachi music for
No, I mean, they're listening to our podcast being tortured, but they're pretending that they don't like it. But they'll never
like,
he's
like, you have to understand, I used to be waterboarded.
Yeah.
It's like, this is way better.
It's a lot better.
Your voice is...
They think it's terrible because to them it's terrible, but to us listening...
And I realized...
But what does that say about us?
That means someone had to listen to a lot of podcasts and be like, this is the one that we're going to torture people with.
Yeah.
I know how the government works. It has to go through a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that means a lot of people had to approve that our podcast was not
true.
Good.
That means our
listenership is like skyrocketing.
It's pretty good if we got all the
in this government. Weird alternate universe that my dad also has a podcast and we're used to torture people. Let's go back to the news.
All right. Man of Steel 2. It is rumored that it may be on permanent hold, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even announced that it's happening. But... Like, I don't even know what permanent hold... No one knows what permanent hold means. I was like, why did this article get written? It makes no sense.
Yeah. I think permanent
hold... But it came off the heels of saying George Miller is doing Man of Steel 2. So they're like, yeah, but it's on permanent hold, so...
They're like, this dude waited, like, 30 years to make a freaking Mad Max sequel.
Yeah.
He
so
can
maybe,
wait...
Yeah, he can wait to do...
He can wait to make a movie, a sequel to a movie that no one wants.
I think they gotta slow their roll and be like, okay, Batman vs. Superman did pretty good. Let's see.
Do you think that's a problem with Hollywood now, is that they act too fast sometimes? I think you can say that, like, easily. Like, Now You See Me 2 got
greenlit.
Yeah,
they react pretty quickly. But they also don't back themselves into it where they're like, oh, we have to make it. They're like, just no, oh, it's canceled now.
Yeah.
They announce everything now, but I think they just announce everything now, but they're like, yeah, but it's not going to happen if it's not successful.
Yeah, like Fantastic Four
But too. They do tell, I feel like they tell us more... Where before we wouldn't hear about it until they're like, wait till it's out in theaters, till it does good. You usually need proof to get another thing, but now it's just like, oh, just do it, because you had one movie that was good, do three more.
But and then split the last one into two, so it's actually only four more movies.
Exactly. So they are like knee-jerk, and they're like, oh, this Mad Max is really good, let's do more like desert whatever.
Yeah. Or, and
like,
also
Game of Thrones is popular, let's do every single... Let's do World Warcraft movie because
Game of Thrones is popular.
Yeah, anything with like
fantasy.
Yeah, that's like all the rage. They're trying to find the secret sauce.
Yeah, so. That sounds really good right now. Secret sauce.
That does sound good. Some pretty big news that I thought was cool is that Viola Davis of Suicide Squad, who's Amanda Waller, the head of the government agent and ahead of the Suicide Squad. She has signed on for 3 DC movies.
Nice.
So she'll be showing up somewhere besides Suicide Squad. So, and it's really cool to get an actress like that. Like, I always assume like the bigger you are, the less.
Isn't
movies.
She like an Oscar winner?
I don't know if she won an Oscar.
Or nominated at least. I think she was nominated for
she's
The Help,
probably
right?
Nominated. But I like when the big actors have these deals. Because I never expect that, like...
Well, she's in she's not How like to Get Away with Murder, character. Right?
Yes, I believe so.
I heard that show's, like, great.
Yeah.
That's one show I heard. Every time I've seen that show, though, it's so intense that I'm like... And it's like, I don't know, it just seems too intense for me.
Mm-hmm.
For something to watch weekly, on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
It seems way too intense for me.
Mm-hmm. And then Doctor Strange dude, Mads Mikkelsen, has been added as the villain. We don't know what villain, but he's been added to the cast.
Yeah.
So he's definitely, he plays a villain in a lot of stuff. Yeah, he's Hannibal Lecter
in Hannibal.
Hannibal, yeah.
I can't imagine him playing a good guy.
I know. In he's just got the face where you're like...
You're like, this dude is like... What's the word? Disturbed.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty excited about it. They got a pretty good cast going on. It's all like,
crazy.
It's all like foreign
actors.
Foreign actors.
It makes sense. Doctor Strange takes place in another like realm and stuff, or dimension. Yeah. I like to think that outside of America is another dimension.
Yeah, I like it though. They got some.
Yeah, because so far we have Chadwick Boseman, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah,
Tilda Swinton. Is she British? I feel like
she is just because I know her from Narnia, but maybe she just put on an accent. But maybe she's not.
Maybe she's American. Like, I think she's like Johnny Depp and...
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, I always thought, was from England. Turns out... Oh, she was born in London, England.
Okay.
Her mom was Australian and her dad was English.
There you go. That's pretty foreign.
Her ancestry is Scottish, Northern Irish, and English. With someone with that pale of skin, you have to assume that
they're... Yeah. And then Mads Mikkelsen, I think he's...
Swedish or Norwegian or something like that.
Yeah, one of those.
Like a Viking ancestry.
Yeah, something like that. So, it's a pretty good cast. Good cast, I think. And then the Civil War team, some concept art came out. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it or not.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner tweeted it.
Yeah. Like, it's spoilery, but it's not, but it's... I don't know.
I
assume, like, the whole marketing thing behind Civil War is going to be like... These are the teams. Choose your side. Yeah,
choose your side.
And like maybe a couple characters will be surprises, but for mostly like...
Well, we know pretty much anyone who you've seen in the movie so far. Besides, we don't know like Ant-Man. We don't know Spider-Man, obviously.
Yeah. Well, per that...
we don't know the Hulk.
Per the little D23 preview, we kind of know Ant-Man. And even from Ant-Man, we kind of know Ant-Man.
Because apparently the D23 preview... had this like
the, oh this concept
because I saw a gif. It's just like so freaking weird. Okay, so I saw a Reddit post about a gif about of the footage from D23, like someone recorded the footage and released it in gif form, and it like lined up with people, so like you'd see the teams running at each other and you'd see people fighting. So that's so why
those teams like matched up to these teams or something.
So it's like, do you want to talk about who's on the team? And
I think we just talk about it, and then because we still don't know. Like, we still don't even know if this is officially confirmed.
No,
might as well bring it up though, because Jeremy Renner retweeted it. Yeah. It's gonna get out there.
Oh, he retweeted. I thought he tweeted it out directly.
He may have.
Okay,
I'm not sure. He also tweeted like Hawkeye had like a purple
costume
on or something.
I like purple. To think that they acknowledge how little they've used him. Since, like, in all the previous movies, so they're like, how about we just forgo the rest of your contract and you work for, like, marketing or PR?
I think so. They're like, this is Hawkeye's time to shine. It's like, no one cares.
They're like, we'll give you a lot of money. You'll be, like, the most well-paid PR person in the history of PR.
They're like, just stop complaining about being Hawkeye. Yeah.
And also, you're not going to be in any more movies.
Yeah. So the concept art showed... On Captain America's side, Bucky, Falcon, Agent 13.
Who's that?
That's Sharon Carter.
Oh, yeah.
So she's in Winter Soldier.
And Jeremy Renner, right? Hawkeye?
Yeah, Hawkeye. And then Ant-Man was on Hawkeye's shoulder, I think.
Okay.
And then Redbird, the little drone thing, was in the sky. And then on Iron Man's team, it showed... War Machine, Vision, Black Widow, and Black Panther, I think it should.
Yeah. See, the reason why I don't consider this a spoiler is it falls in line with what you would expect.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The only thing you could have been like, oh, who's Black Panther going with?
Yeah.
But you knew Bucky, you knew Falcon, you knew War Machine, you knew Vision was going to, like...
Most likely.
Yeah.
The only one you didn't know was...
Scarlet Witch, we don't know, we...
I assume
because she wasn't in the concept art.
No, but I assume it'd be with Iron Man.
See, I would assume it'd be with...
Captain
America because she hates Tony Stark.
Yeah. But then Vision, Age of Ultron. Maybe that's the conflict. It's like a Romeo and Juliet situation you got there.
Exactly. That's the whole, like, also Hawkeye, Black Widow thing. They're like...
Yeah.
They play that...
How quick she forgets.
Yeah. So it's a... And who knows? Maybe people switch sides throughout. Like, then we don't know where Spider-Man's
going. Well, yeah, because that's apparently one of the scenes that was at D23. It's like, are we still friends? Mm-hmm. I think Black Widow says, like, are we still friends to Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
And then Jeremy Renner is like, depends how hard you hit me. With like a smile on his face. But they're like full on fighting. Like he's on top of her fighting.
Exactly.
And you're like,
it's like,
is
how
so
harsh
weird.
Is this fighting? I don't think they're trying to kill each other. I wouldn't think.
I'm guessing that we're just seeing all the footage we've seen is just from like a spar that was set up.
Yeah. It's not even.
It's not even like a real fight.
Yeah.
It's not even
just
like
them
a civil
training
war.
Or something.
Yeah, some
for
training.
The Avengers training or something.
We have to be prepared to fight another Avengers just in case. If we have a team like this, who knows what Hydra has planned.
Yeah. Exactly. But, yeah, that's all that really came out was this concept. And nothing's really shocking.
I mean,
the teams.
Compared to the spoilers that I read.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. So,
was that spoilery?
So it was weird to not see Scarlet Witch in the concept art. Spider-Man, they don't want to show a Spider-Man until like he's got to show up in a trailer, right?
Yeah.
Like he'll show up in some trailer, but I don't think that's just they'll try to keep that a secret as much as they can. Like what side he's going on, what they're doing, because he like in the comics he switches sides and stuff. So
yeah,
that's what they'll probably try to hide if they can.
One of the most major events in the Civil War comic book, though, is the death of a certain character. I remember when it came out, it was all over the news and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to potentially see that in this movie?
I don't think we can. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the stakes. Somebody has to die. Somebody that we've known a while has to die.
Like someone who's maybe lived the longest?
Yeah.
If I can say that.
But it's like... But then you got Infinity Wars around the corner, so you're like, you're really going to like give up on one of these guys? Like it more culminates easier if it's like in the Avengers movie.
What happens if that's what brought them together? Kind of like the death of Coulson brought everyone together.
True.
What if the death of his hero brought them all together?
True.
They're like, why are we fighting Captain America?
I'm
just going to go out and say it. Captain America dying in the comic books is a major event.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but it's also like, you're really not going to put him in Infinity Wars?
No, I think I think they're going to keep his death. Like, he'll die.
Yeah.
But you movie
think
goes
they
on,
really do
and
that?
And then they'll bring him back in Infinity Wars. Like, the Infinity Gauntlet brings him back or something.
I'm fine with that. I'm just,
I'm tired of them bringing back people in the same movie. That's what I'm tired
of. Like, I'm fine with that. I don't think people really, like, people always complain about them not killing people. I don't think people really care. Like, comic book people don't care because they're like, that
we're
happens
used
in the comics
dying all the time.
All the time. It's never real.
Mm-hmm.
But movie people always complain. Or I don't know who the voices are complaining. Sometimes I think people just complain, but they're like, we're still watching it. We're still going to see it anyway. But I'm okay with that. If they
when do you think the last time the audience members were angry about someone dying in a movie? Dumbledore.
No, people read the books.
People knew about that. And that was,
people didn't like when Bryan Cranston died in Godzilla. They were like,
"Oh yeah,
like,
I forgot about that." That was actually very disappointing.
They were like,
"I was very disappointed."
Right after Breaking Bad,
yeah, you're like,
you advertise the movie this way, and you're
like they advertise it as like a Bryan Cranston picture. Like
it really movie. Was up until a point, and then it was like
the first
about
15
him.
Minutes.
You're like, ooh, I
and
like
you see
this
that
character.
He like lost his wife and he had to raise his son. And,
I know.
Like, he's
I
still
really
very
liked
passionate.
His story.
And then they're like, let's wipe it out and have like this dickhead.
Yeah, his story was better. And then I'm like, he joined the military, but he's got like no connection. He's like casting aside his dad. His dad's just trying to deal with grief.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I was there too. It's like, I don't care, though. Yeah. It's like, come on.
That was sad.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry. I'm trying to think of deaths.
Yeah, I can't think of many deaths really, that like really disappointed me in a movie.
Yeah, most of the time, most deaths are kind of predictable or you don't care, but you like also like, oh, they didn't shock me. It's like, but I kind of don't want them to shock me sometimes. It's like, I want to see a character go a certain way.
I can't think of many deaths right now. I guess I'm in like a good time of my life.
That's good.
I can't think of people dying in movies. Oh, the dog in I Am Legend.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was.
I found that scene completely unnecessary. It was like his only friend. It was very, really? Like, you're going to take away everything from him?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And he has to kill himself. Walking. That's the worst thing.
TV shows. Walking Dead.
Yeah, TV shows. That's all the time.
Yeah, it's more TV shows. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. I don't want to talk about that. I think
more TV shows because you're with them so
I have a long list of characters that I don't want. I didn't want to die in that show.
It's different when it's like one movie and it's not like a franchise either. So it's like, okay, that shouldn't have happened or didn't happen or like usually happens at the end, so it's
gonna be
over.
No one is sad about like the millions of deaths that happened in Man of Steel.
Yeah,
well, until Man of Steel,
they're just angry that Superman caused them. Didn't do anything. They're not. It's not. It's what the deaths represent. Yeah. It's not really like, oh, that individual dude.
Oh, I was disappointed by a death in Man of Steel. Pa Kent. When Pa Kent.
Oh
died,
yeah, me too.
I found that very unnecessary.
You're right. Me too.
I was like,
they saved the dog though. At least.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to give us the consolation. We saved the dog. It's like, no,
I don't give a shit.
I don't care. You didn't develop the dog. You developed Pa Kent. But then I was like, Pa Kent's an asshole.
Yeah, he was an asshole the whole movie.
But I was still like, he could have saved his asshole father.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, it didn't help that Clark was like an asshole right before he died. Yeah, he's like, you're not even my dad.
Exactly. It's like, really?
I'm like, really, dude? You don't know your father. At all.
Yeah.
Like, the only connection you have to Russell Crowe is your genetics.
Yeah, you would have been experimented on by the government if it wasn't for them.
Exactly.
Like, he's gotta read a Flashpoint Paradox and be like, this could have been your life.
And the Diary of Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Pa Kent is... Superman is Anne Frank. Pa Kent is like the family that sold him out eventually, but
yeah,
we don't know what really happened, right? Did they sell him out?
Oh yeah, did we know what happened? I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember that.
I think
part.
They might have.
I don't know how Anne Frank. I think Anne Frank would know.
I think they got found out like the day before, mm-hmm. like the last train went to Auschwitz or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. Yeah. It was a sad story. Yeah. Anyways. There's a downer for you.
Yep.
TV show news.
Flash news. Violet Bean has been added. Just Jessica Quick. And Damore Barnes has been added as Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
These names are getting more complicated.
Yeah, these are weird names.
Yes, but yeah. So those are comic book characters, I think.
Hopefully.
And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has added a new Inhuman, Matt Willig, as Lash. And this dude looks pretty crazy in the comics. But he's an Inhuman, and I forget his powers. He's crazy powers. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has joined the fold as like a superhero show. Really.
Yeah.
It really wasn't before. I mean, it kind of, but...
Well, I think it was sold to us as like a show that...
It was not about him. That's the thing. And then they realized, wait... We're not doing that great.
Yeah.
Let's put powers in here. And then Luke Cage, the rumored synopsis came out. And it goes like this. Luke Cage is a former gang member who is framed for a crime in prison. He volunteers for a medical experiment that goes awry, giving him super strength, like Deadpool. it seems like. And bulletproof skin. Using his newfound powers, Cage escapes and becomes a hero for hire. His archenemy is Willie Stryker, a former childhood friend from Harlem. The two committed petty crimes together and both fell for the same woman, Reva Connors, which led to their eventual falling out. It was Stryker who framed Cage for a drug deal that sent him to prison.
Okay, so just hypothetically,
yes.
Say we're Luke Cage and William Stryker.
Yes.
Willie Stryker.
Yeah.
I'm Willie Stryker. Mm-hmm. I frame you. You go to prison.
Yes. I know you framed me, or I just think I got framed by a random dude.
Does Luke Cage know?
I don't know. Whatever the synopsis says, it doesn't really say that. I assume he knows. I'm going to go on at a limb and say, I assume he knows. Yes.
How mad are you at me that I framed you and you went to prison for experimentation? Because technically, that experimentation is like the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah, it could give you these powers, but nobody seems to like when they get powers. Except like...
Those powers seem pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Super strength and bulletproof skin.
True, and you be...
How are they experimenting on you?
And you're going to be hero for hire. This guy's got to get paid well, right? If you're a hero for hire.
That's a shitty thing. Like, he... Do you think he should have not been a hero for hire? Because technically he was in prison. He's like, I'm an ex-felon.
Yeah, he's like, I can't get a job anywhere else. So
yeah, that's true.
I get it.
I think actually this is the most realistic one. There should be more heroes for hire in the superhero universe.
Yeah.
Because how are these people making their money?
Exactly. Like, they broke. Like, Spider-Man can't afford anything. He's taking pictures. That's not getting him any money. Like, a lot of these guys are broke.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Tony Stark, I understand. He's a billionaire. He's
Batman, I understand.
He's gonna be okay, yeah.
Superman, even, maybe. I don't
Superman,
know. He doesn't need food. He doesn't need anything, really.
Yeah, he just got
he
the
has a
sun,
Fortress of Solitude.
So I think, yeah.
I would love to see that, where maybe there should be a movie. In Man of Steel 2, this is my pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a Russian oil company is pissed because they had the land rights to the land that the Fortress of Solitude is on. So they're going to sue him and take him to, like, international court or whatever.
I think they're done with court once they do the... They already have a scene in Batman vs. Superman. They're like, all right, we'll do the court thing. Or I think they even did that in the old Superman. He went to court or something.
Yeah.
It's really weird when they go to court. Even Black Widow went to, like, a trial. Like, some
she went in
hearing
the movie.
Or something. In Winter Soldier.
In Winter Soldier. She was like, look at all these names. And they're like, you're on that list. And she's like, I don't care.
And they just let her go, too. She's like, oh, I guess they do need me.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
That's a really big bet.
Yeah, it's like, they could just arrest you right now.
She's like,
you really think you can kick everyone's ass?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not that strong and powerful.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not that much of a threat. If one dude turns into a Hulk, get that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So far for news.
Star Wars.
For superhero news.
Yes. Right? Force Awakens news. J.J. Abrams says that Kylo Ren is not a Sith.
Well, of course. Because I assume the Sith have been dismantled and there's like a new thing that they call it.
Exactly. They're just trying to make their own thing and be like, they're not Sith. And I think everyone was saying, oh, they're doing it because they don't want to obey that two rule. There can only be two Sith.
Oh, is that
the
like
master
a rule?
And yeah, that's like the Sith rule for some reason.
Like, wait, is that just like a thing, like how movies fail if they have more than two villains?
No,
or?
That's just a Sith rule. Like, the Sith are like, there's only ever two Sith, a master and an apprentice.
That's dumb.
And that's just what the
why limit yourself with that movement?
Exactly. That's why.
That's
probably
why this whole thing
exists.
I know.
I think that's what they were saying is that, they just want to get rid of that Sith rule that there can only be a master and apprentice. Because that's a stupid rule. Because what if you're outnumbered by all Jedi? They're like, we don't care. We only got two. That's why Sidious had to do his weird plan because he's like, there can only be two of us. We're not going to take out 10 all these Jedis. We need a whole army and everything. So I think that's why they want to get rid of that.
I'm going to start something like that. There can only be two.
Yeah, there can only be two.
I'm going to start a company and be like,
reason?
There's only two
that's
of
just
us.
What
there's
we
a
believe.
CEO and a CFO.
There's only two people.
Like, how do we expand? We got to work really hard.
Man, we just, you either kill me or I kill you.
Yeah.
And they always kill each other, too. So that's, I think they're always afraid that if there's three or more, they're all going to take over the leader because they're like, let's kill this guy.
Yeah, this guy's
if there's
crazy.
Two of them, they can take him down. But if it's only one-on-one, they're like, I'm either the strong one or you're the strong one.
And then whoever's the strongest one should be
the
leader.
Exactly. So it's either mono y mono, where if two weak guys team up, they might be able to take down the Jedi never tried to do.
Oh, I just had a great idea.
Yoda should have went with Obi-Wan, and they should have both taken on Anakin.
Yeah.
Or they should have both taken on the Emperor.
Well, Obi-Wan did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that he would survive?
True. He didn't finish the job. Good point. But he should have went with Sidious. Obi-Wan should have helped Yoda.
Yeah.
And then they could have won. But
I just had a great idea. What if the Catholic Church every year? Because I was thinking like what you said, like, oh, whoever's the strongest, whoever's the strongest should be the leader.
Yeah.
So then like in my head, if there was a big group of like Sith people, they would have these challenges every so often to figure out who's the strongest, and then the strongest would be the leader.
Yeah.
And then I applied that to real life with the Catholic Church, and what if like they found like they had to find like the most devout Catholic to be the leader of the Catholic Church. So like every few years, like the new Pope is, and it's like a giant like bunch of contests. It's like
a Pope off.
Yeah, it's like a Catholic off or something where they're like, okay, well, like name this, like you have to recite this verse, like you have to memorize the Bible.
Yeah.
You have to like do a bunch of good deeds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then
like,
find
what
out,
have you done like, lately?
Or like, prove to us that you're
like
the
you
most
were great
Catholic.
Last year or 5 years ago or whenever, however often you do it.
Yeah, but like you've gone lazy.
Yeah,
you I barely help the poor anymore.
Yeah,
they should do that.
Yeah,
that, and then you can like film it, release that on TV on pay per view.
That's how you make some.
I would way rather watch that than the Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight. Yeah,
definitely more entertaining.
Or watch like 2 hours of fights just to lead up to like a 30-second fight with Ronda Rousey. Don't get me wrong, I'm really excited about her next fight though.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that she breaks like 12 seconds. But yeah, do you see on Instagram they released, I think Star Wars released, that I assume, unless they did some tricky editing, which I mean is also very possible, that the scene where you see Kylo Ren open up his lightsaber.
In the snow.
In the snowy planet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Finn, a.k.a. What's his name?
John Boyega.
Yeah, John Boyega. Open up a lightsaber.
Yes.
A blue lightsaber, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I always thought that was... It seemed like an odd... It was weird. Like, it just showed up on Star Wars' official Instagram.
And it's like, oh, no, and then there's an awakening in the Force.
Yeah. But the only new thing was that...
That one
lightsaber.
Scene. And it's assumed, and that's also in the snow, so it's assumed
it's
that they're facing off.
And it's
off.
Assumed, but they could also be tricking us.
Yeah.
And I gotta imagine they did some tricky stuff where they, like, did a bunch of
they
tricks.
Did, like, every character is filmed with a lightsaber in that scene.
I bet you they did something.
And then we find out that it's all the characters that fight Kylo Ren, and he kills them all.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great. Like, that'd be a great end.
I really
what if the
I would not
good
be
guys didn't win at the end of this movie?
Exactly. Like, I would not be surprised if, like, I would be, but it's seeming like it's going to be connected to 8 and 9, but I think, like, some crazy stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
That we're like, oh, what?
Like,
they need new characters or something. Yeah. I don't know, but.
That would be actually pretty dope, I think.
Yeah. Like, if you could, because they're so, Hollywood's so bad at, like, hoodwinking us, like,
well,
completely. I trust that they're doing a pretty good
well,
job
kind
of Star
did,
Wars right now.
Yeah.
And I think they're... Like, I don't think the final trailer is going to give us away, like, exactly what's going on. Because I think it's so hyped that it's going to make money.
The Sith kind of won at the end of episode
Empire.
3.
Yeah, they won it.
And Empire.
Yeah. So they've won a few different
times.
They haven't started off winning. They didn't do it in A New Hope or episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
I mean, they killed Qui-Gon, but they didn't really win.
That's a pretty big deal when you kill Liam Neeson.
True.
How often does he
die?
True,
and they created Darth Vader in the process, so
yeah.
I guess that's kind of a win in the long run.
So I guess we could blame Liam Neeson for Darth Vader.
I mean, they kind of win in the prequel. The Empire kind of wins in the prequels every episode. Because they got the clones. That was the plan.
That was crazy.
So they kind of win every time. In the
well, they don't fully get the clones, right? Until the third... Oh, no, they're
no, the
setting up because
they
did steal the Empire,
they,
yeah.
They release them against the droids.
Yeah.
They're like, they release the clones, and then the whole war creates everything.
Pretty smart.
Yeah. See, I never think Sidious gets enough credit.
They should make a House of Cards with Sidious.
Yeah.
That should be... Okay, so...
Exactly. No, he never gets credit, I swear.
I would
it's
watch that.
It's always Vader this, Vader that.
Yeah.
But Sidious is the master.
And he tells that awesome story. Anakin.
Yes, I do like that story too.
That's like one of my favorite stories in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it
for today. Come back tomorrow. We'll have the leftovers. Some pretty crazy news. The first story, in my opinion, craziest thing.
Because
I'm like, I thought all those people over there were smart.
I think they are smart. Is what I think.
Yeah.
But it's my opinion.
Their current economy wouldn't tell you that, though. Come back tomorrow to find out what we're talking about. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.